Dennis? Okay, I've got it back. So we have Dennis Lynch with us today because Brian could not join us. So Dennis, I'm going to bring us back in. So I'd like to make a motion to bring us back into, one second, let me get this, let me make sure I hit the right button here. To bring us back, just that's it. Just push it again. There we go. I'd like to bring us back into the regular meeting. It is 1:56. Do I have a second?
It's 12:56.
I'm sorry, 12:56. Do I have a second?
It feels like 1:56.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're back. So the first order of business, gentlemen, we need to do is I need to pass a resolution. You were sent an email yesterday for extending the bid opening date for the East Village Water Main Project from 10-4 to 10-11 at 2 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Is that a phone? Did you leave a phone off the hook?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Why have to cut it today?
Okay. Got it. Thank you, John. Now we're going to move to appointment of boards. I'd like to make a motion for the BZA that we reappoint Jonathan Whitney as a member of the board as well as deputy chair. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yes. Is he termed out?
Yes, he has termed out.
So how can he be reappointed?
Because under circumstances, if you don't have anyone that was able to fill a position after we have left it, you know, for people to come to us for, I think it's been 2 months, then you can make an exception and reappoint.
Yeah, I think that we should be given more time.
Okay.
Because that's a term limits law we passed. I think it should be given a lot of weight.
Well, we've already discussed it with our attorney about that. Any comments, Claudia?
So, can I?
Go ahead, sorry.
Can I just finish my point?
Go ahead.
The precedent is that every time we don't have someone within 2 months, we're going to break the term limits law. So I really caution that we don't do that. And I'd rather actually have a seat, I'd rather see the BZA work with four people, that still have a quorum, rather than bending the, or setting a bad, what I would consider a bad precedent for breaking the term limits law. They have a quorum, and then if we do this now, every future board can say, we didn't have anyone in 2 months, so we're going to break the term limits law. So I highly recommend that we just keep him in the holdover spot till at least next June. Maybe we can find somebody.
Any comment?
I hadn't realized, and I'm happy agreeing to what Mac's suggesting. That makes sense. Buys us some time, and we do it at next reorg meeting, I guess, is what you're recommending.
Well, he's recommending keeping him holdover, right, David? Keep him holdover.
Don't reappoint him. Just keep him on the board.
Well, we can keep him as a holdover, so, but if we reappoint him, we could reappoint him so we're staying in that five-year cycle, and then have him as a holdover of that cycle for 1 year. Why don't we do that for the next, in June?
Well,
it's essentially what you're saying.
In June, if we don't have anyone available that's interested or qualified, and we at that time debate and decide that it's worth breaking the law, that, I mean, not breaking the law, but making an exception based on the way the law was written, then I think we should deal with it at that time.
The reason why, and correct me if I'm wrong, the position, they're five-year positions. They all go in sequence, so you always have one rolling off.
Right.
So what I would recommend is that we reappoint him with the five-year envelope, but he is for 1 year of that five-year, and then in June, we will readdress that position. So we keep on that same five-year track.
How is that different than
reappointing? Well, it's the same. It's the same if you don't reappoint him, because as a holdover, he'll just stay in that position.
Yeah, it'll be a five-year track.
But it's still a five-year track. Yeah, right.
It'll start this year.
I don't understand the difference.
John?
Yeah. What's the rationale behind the 2 months? The rationale behind the two-month period?
Well, it was actually since June we've been looking for someone.
Okay. So is the two-month period written into the law?
No.
But I agree with Mac. I think
the law has term limits for a reason. And I think that that loophole in the law where it's a very unspecified period of time, if there's a hardship due to a specified period of time, you know, he can keep a person on for the rest of his life. I don't particularly like that. I think we should address the local law and correct that and specify the period of time. I don't see any difference in power that Whitney would have, whether he's a holdover or right. whether he's an appointee for a year.
Right. So, no, it's identically the same.
It's identical the same.
Right.
So I would really, with you, look at that local law and address it and change it. And enforce it a little bit, you know, make it a little tighter as far as the hardship language goes. So I don't see any issue with just having him hold over. He has the same amount of power, and he gives us, what?
Another six, nine months
to really to look for somebody. Yeah. There's a lot of great people out there. We're not taking anything away from him.
Right. Exactly. No. Okay.
But we do have to address this local law. That's a good point.
Sounds good.
So what will end up happening, just so you're aware, in June you have another person rolling off as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have two slots we need to fill. So
one's a four-year slot, one's a five-year
exactly.
slot.
Exactly. So
the cycle stays the same.
Cycle will stay the same. So.
And one could be Whitney.
Right.
One could be Whitney.
One could be Whitney. So what we'll do is we, I would just like to make a motion that we keep Jonathan Whitney as deputy chair of the BZA as a holdover at this time until we're able to fill that seat. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen. Okay. I'm going to planning board. I would like to make the appointment, make a motion that we appoint Sherry A. Bishko to the planning board. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay.
This is fulfilling a position that's vacant?
That is vacant.
Yep.
Right. So that's
and what's the term?
It will be...
It was Mrs. Madden's resignation that caused
right.
the vacancy.
So she correct. Will Sorry. Just be filling right. that spot of the Madden.
And she's on what kind of a cycle?
She,
what
I think
was Madden?
She was going to be rolling off. So this will be a five-year term. Madden was rolling off, actually, at this
when,
time.
When would she
June.
Roll off?
She would have rolled off in June.
But this past
2016.
June?
2016.
And when did she resign?
Before June.
Remember?
So this appointment was after
resigned
June.
Resigned in March or April
right.
of...
Right. It was
years.
Before. It was before June.
So it's 4 years, 9 months type of thing.
Exactly.
So it's a 5 years.
Exactly. All right. Any further discussion, gentlemen?
I think she's very qualified. I've met with her two occasions, and I find her to be highly qualified.
Okay.
Also, I was happy to introduce her. She's a terrific person.
She is.
Thank you for the introduction.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
All right.
And I think the most compelling thing about that is her background is she was on the planning board of Sleepy Hollow.
BZA.
BZA of Sleepy Hollow.
For 17 years.
All right.
She's had
we
some
can't, we can't
previous experience.
Yeah.
The personal. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. All right. And then the next we will be doing the appointments of the bar. I'd like to appoint Julia Simmet as deputy chair of the bar. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
You can ask someone else right now.
Yeah. Aye.
John.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. I'd also like to appoint Sheila Trelins as a member of the bar, and also as chair of the bar. So do I have a second?
Second. Who's she taking?
She would be just taking the chair position of, she'd be taking the chair position. It will be...
It's a vacancy.
A vacancy that right now that we have to appoint.
So she's
well.
Taking a vacancy and the chairmanship
yes.
at the same time?
Yes.
That's Paul, that's the...
The chair,
chair
at this time, right.
She's,
well, she's held
holdover.
Over
chair.
That's a holdover.
She's been with the...
Okay, do I have any further discussion?
Yes. I'm just going to make some of the comments that I think are relative to this. I think that putting someone in as chairman that has absolutely no experience.
We cannot speak about individuals. We already had this discussion.
Okay, rather than doing that, I'll vote no.
You can't speak about.
I'll vote no then.
Okay. No qualification, we get no information whatsoever? Why do we have a
Dennis,
BOT
would you
meeting?
Like to explain about
defamation risk?
What we can speak about in open meetings when we're appointing?
Risk. Well, again, when you're talking about specifics of people, that's executive session discussions, in my opinion, you're just voting on a condition that's clearly public.
Okay, I can rephrase it.
What did he say?
You cannot talk about people. And, you know, because of defamation.
There's
of employees.
Well, what's the
reason?
What is the reason?
There is no public
they
comment.
Are not
I'm so
employees.
Sorry.
I'll rephrase.
They're volunteers.
They're not employees.
There's no public comment. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just going to ask the attorney if I'm saying
sorry.
Something that I shouldn't say. Just give me a heads up, please.
Okay. What's it said against office?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do my best. Forgetting the individual who we're discussing here, I think it's probably better practice to place somebody in a position of a chairmanship of something as important as the bar to have been on the bar before and have some time to absorb the traditions of the bar, the procedures of the bar, get familiar even with the applications. Which can take some time. For example, if there's an application that's in the middle of being resolved, you know, you obviously have to learn about that. So I think that's a positive thing to do. I also think that in the past, traditionally, we've had the bar, the BZA and the planning board, when there was a vacancy, make recommendations to the board, which typically would rubber stamp it. I think that's a good process. I also think it's a good process that the board who has the vacancy be consulted when there's a possibility of putting a new person on that board and be part of that decision-making process so that there's some ownership there and some entitlement there. I think that's also a very good practice. I just wanted to make those statements before the vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Claudio, any other comment?
I think the individual in question is qualified.
Because why?
Alan?
Who is it?
Any comment?
I guess I'll speak in the generic too is I think the Board of Architects will do, well, first and foremost, I'm the PAR liaison, or the trustee liaison to the bar. I think it's done a superb job, and I think the process is far better now than it has been in the past. It's been more streamlined, and yes, it's got its problems, but everything in village government has its problems as a matter of degrees. That being said, I think what's certainly very important, I echo David's point is, I think the key is people need to attend the bar, observe how it works, see the dynamics of the process and everything, and it is a Board of Architectural Review, and obviously I think it would be far better to have an architect or somebody who's a trained architect on the BAR versus a lay person. And it's not to say a lay person can't do the job, I just think it would be beneficial if somebody with that skill set would make more sense to me. So I will leave it there.
Okay, thank you. John, any comments?
Yeah, in my view, the key attribute of a bar chair is fidelity to law and fairness to applicants, period.
All right, thank you. All right, so with that, all in favor? Alan?
Nay.
John?
Aye.
Claudio?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye. So Sheila will be both our chair and member of our bar. Moving to the next is the entrance to the rear of the Keep building. In the back of the Keep, I know we had spoken that, we were going to address, Claudio, thank you for laying it all out. We've had some instances where we've been having to use it quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. And we're finding that it could be a situation where someone could slip, fall, get hurt, So we need to proceed through the recommendation that we need to get that in as quickly as possible so it can be asphalted to give it time to cure, so we could then do the tar and chip on top of it. Screening would have to go all around it, so you wouldn't see it on the egress side coming in, you know, coming out of the park. Ingress is not so bad, but we still could screen quite a bit more around that. So just wanted to kind of